Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And as always, I am happy to have you here. I am happy that you've returned. If you've been here before, thank you. If this is your first time listening to this channel, I say thank you so much. And I want to talk to you today about healing. And I want to talk to you about healing because for some reason, this has come to me. And what do I mean by that? When I say come to me, when you have experiences multiple times, that message is coming to you. So I had two separate people in my life bring to me their concerns about some health challenges that they're experiencing. Two different people. They do know each other, but it was just interesting that at different times they both were experiencing concerns about their health. And I think during this time, because we are still very much in COVID-19, that a lot of people are concerned about their health. You know, there are people, I have some friends that are fortunate enough that they can work from home, and they pretty much have almost isolated themselves. They're driving themselves crazy and they need to get out a little bit and get some fresh air, but they are so concerned about their health that they are bunkering in, shall I say, okay? And you have a lot of people that are wondering what's going on because these are uncertain times. They're very uncertain times. And so health is a big question mark pretty much on everybody's agenda. So I want to talk to you today about health and healing. And so I'm going to read to you from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and the subject is healing. I embrace the healing flow of divine life. If my body experiences any kind of health challenge, I turn within to release all fear and all concern as I affirm that illness is not part of my true identity. I remember that wholeness is my birthright as a spiritual being. I surrender my anxiety as I fill my consciousness with healing thoughts. My mind's eye sees each cell of my body aglow with the energy of divine life. In prayer, I express appreciation for all of my body's marvelous functions. I commit to taking time to bless my body with rest, exercise, and good nutrition. I speak affirming words of truth to encourage my body's healing response. I give thanks for the healing that I know is already on its way to me. I am grateful to receive healing and know wholeness. And so it is. And so I want to talk to you, those of you out there that are concerned, that maybe already are sick, or you're feeling sick, or you're worried about becoming sick. I want you to take time to see the wholeness, the completeness that is your body, the miracle that is your body. I want you to think about the many, many, many functions that your body does without your permission. Breathing. Never had to ask your permission to breathe. Your heart beating. Never had to ask your permission for your heart to beat. And so I'm giving you these examples because I want you to remember and understand that your body is a magnificent machine. Magnificent. It was designed to be magnificent and to continue to function. And we do pretty rough things to our body. We don't always eat right. We don't always sleep. We don't get enough rest. We skip exercising. You know, we do a lot of things that we really shouldn't do. And our body just pushes on. It pushes forward. And I'm not saying that there aren't true sickness out there. Please understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's not disease. There is. There is disease in the world. There is sickness in the world. But I want you to know how to coat yourself, cover your body in the glow of divine light so that you can continue to heal yourself. And the way to do that is when you take time out to meditate, to pray, see your body as healed. See it as whole. See it as complete. See every cell in your body functioning as it was designed. From your toes all the way up to your head. That's what you have to do. Take time to thank your body parts. You know, we're kind of rough on our body in other ways too. We look in the mirror and we go, oh, I don't like my thighs. Oh, my knees knock. Oh, my legs are too skinny or too fat. Oh, these flabby arms. Oh, this, oh, that. And so we kind of put our body down, right? We kind of body shame our own selves. Reverse that. Reverse that thought pattern. Body beautiful yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and go, wow. Wow. Because you are standing in a magnificent temple. That's what you are. You're standing in a magnificent temple that was created for you and only you. So love your body. Tell your body you know that it is healthy. Tell your cells that you know that they're fine the way they should. Tell your body that you will continue to nourish it and exercise it and rest it so that it can do the job for you that you need it to do. You are healthy. You are magnificent. And I want you to remember that. And so even during these times where we are all in a health challenge, try not to go into that thought pattern of, oh, I'm going to be sick. Oh, no, I'm going to be sick. Instead of saying the words, I'm going to be sick, I'm going to get sick, say, I am healthy. I am resilient. My body is healthy. Even if you're sick right now listening to my voice, I want you to think of your health. I want you to think about what your body was designed to do. I want you to see that in your head and in your heart. Because health is your birthright. And so I hope that this has been something that has been helpful for you and that can encourage you to see your body in a new light because it is amazing. And so until the next episode, and I do hope that you come back for our next episode. I wish you nothing but blessings.